Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bally Desmond. Isn't it well for ye up in Cork City with 40 miles of premium farmland between yourselves and the shower of savages in Limerick and Kerry? Myself and Burna went into the chemist in Mallow yesterday to get our COVID booster shots. And who did we pass going in but Billy O'Connor's cousin from the Kerry side of the border in Skeptaglin? How dare you steal boosters from Cork people, screamed Burna, barely disguising the fact that she was half pissed before lunch. This is my third booster in Cork this week, says your one, in her dilapidated gene pool of a Skeptaglin accent. I love getting things for free. Well, didn't I rear up at her with the kind of anger you'd expect from a Kishke man on the receiving end of a court order to cut his toenails? Go back across that border now, says I, and pass word around East Kerry that rebel jabs are for rebel arms. It's got a huge cheer from the people of Mallow and they wouldn't have much to cheer about. So, Audrey, is it legal to tell Browls from Kerry to shag off and get their own booster? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My niece is a barrister. She walked out of King's Inn with an honours degree and an English accent. I asked her, what would your legal advice be to the people in North Cork? She said, move.
Come here. So what's the story with art? I seen this thing there during the week about a German outfit called the Crespo Foundation. They'll put you up at this class gaff in West Cork for 6 months. And all you have to do is produce a work of art. They'll even give you a car as well, so you don't have to walk around talking to the gormies that live near Ballydehab. No, I can barely draw breath, let alone a painting. But Budgie said, no bother, kid. Art's not about drawing anymore. It's about doing controversial stuff that appeals to like billionaires, you know. That seems like a great opportunity for me to explore my creative side and maybe have a bit of doodah with a hot European artist one in West Cork. Don't tell the old doll no, like. Anyway, Budgie says, I needs to get a portfolio. I says, not a chance, kid. I'm not driving a face. He says, nah, you needs to show him some of your work. So, I'm going to get at it now. But all I need's an arty name to go with this. What you reckon, Audrey girl? Doubt you Dooney, Blackpool.
There's only one name for you, Doubt you Dooney. The Banksy of my own lovely Lee.
It's getting competitive on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who Santa went to press. Katie_EssentialOilRange said there is no way she's bringing her little Fifi to some group Santa experience. There's nothing magical about wandering through a fake North Pole with a family from Glanmire. Prue_BetterThanYou said, couldn't agree more. And they all have these unpronounceable Irish names like Sive and Owen because their parents are just dying for them to vote Sinn Féin. We banned Prue for 6 weeks because we pride ourselves on knowing which way the wind is blowing on the Douglas Road. And this week we're foolish for Sinn Féin. Fifi_WhitePrea said, it's a disgrace that you can't get exclusivity these days by going to the most expensive Santa because they're paying Ballincollig types a fortune now just to sit on Zoom calls with their multinational overlords. Katie came back with a dinger of a suggestion. Why don't we just set up a Santa experience of our own? You have to produce a 20-year-old Mac Williams sailing bag to get in. That's up and running now, Audrey. So do you mind discreetly passing the word around to the people that matter? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, are you bringing your kids to see Santa? She said, no, I stopped believing. I said, in Santa. She said, no, I'm doing anything that doesn't involve childminders and Prosecco.
Now listen up, Petty. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment where this chap came in and gave us all a dose of electric shock therapy to get over the loss of India. I don't think we'll ever get over it. You colonial types can be very ungrateful. Anyway, Bunty von Luxembourg invited me to his place in Eire for Christmas. It's near some place called Mitchellstown. Bunty says it's basically Wales with a bad smell of cheese. The thing is, he gave me the lowdown on Yule time in Ireland, and for some reason you say St. Stephen's Day instead of Boxing Day. That's a chin-scratcher, Bunty, I roared across the room. I would have thought Paddy would be aching for fisticuffs. Anyway, why don't you call it Boxing Day, you filthy mix? Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, Monte Carlo, if the tax man is asking.
My nephew's an amateur historian. You should see the state of his clothes. I said, what's the story behind St. Stephen's Day? He said Stephen was the first Christian martyr stoned to death. I said, why do we commemorate that on December 26th? He said, because most of us would rather be stoned to death than spend another day with our family.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.